Pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem. Mishpat Echad, Rashi says, Mamnis Kinefashis. That Mamnis has the same halach like Din and Nefashis. The Chiv and the Sid Rish of Kirim Din and Nefashis. The Sid, the Pasuk says clearly, with the Rashto of Chakarka, his Hua Din and Din and Mamnis. Really, Midi Raisa Din and Mamnis also. Before Bezin is Makambu the Yedim, Bezin has to be Dervish Machaiker. Check them out very well. If so, Umatam Omru, how come we'll learn later on that Dinim Momnis Loi Binat Risha Bechira? Lamai Sanam with the Rabbonin, Bezdin accepts Edim in Dinim Momnis even before they give them a Risha Bechira. How come? I'm the Rais, you need it. So Rabbi Chanin explains, Kidnitzatakonim with the Rabbonin, Kideshla Tino Delas Bechme Lovin. We don't want people to stop lending money. If the Malva is going to know that if he's going to, here I'm going to lend money, I'm afraid maybe he's not going to pay me back. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take him to Beis Din. But if the loch is going to be when I go to Beis Din will only listen to the Edim. If they make the Drish of Hakira, and on its side, the Edim flunk. The Drish of Hakira, we can't use the Edim, so the Malva won't lend money. People will stop lending money. They'll be afraid to lend money. How can I lend money? I may not get my money back. If I need Drish of Hakira, maybe they'll be Dersh Vachayk and find the Edim to be Psulim, so people will stop lending money. So Mishum Zed Rabbonim made a takono that by Dinim Momnis, we always say, Hefke Bezin can do what they want by Dinim Momnis, that Bezin was Mesakin, Edim are Mekabel, Bezin is Mekabel Edim, even without a Drisha Bechira. So, yeah. So, Dimar Elo Meyativ, so, Chur of the Mar was soon see. So, Chur of the Mar Mitzah, the same spur applies by Dini Halvois also, that even though Midiraisa, Dini Halvois, needs three dayanim mumchim, but mishum shatino delis, in order that a malva should have an easy time finding a bezdin to prove his point, the rabbanu mesakin that for dinei halvois it's enough to use three dayanim even though they're not mumchim. So the kids, even though with the rice you need mumchim, but with the rabbanu though you do not need them. That's why our mishnah only says which din of mumin needs bezdin of mumcha only gzelus v'chavolus, but not halvois. Now the gemara says, Elo Meyatif, you tell me this is true, that what? That you do not need Drish Makiro. Rashi says Elo Meyatif. So say, Elo Meyatif, so, to, if Bezdin made a mistake, Lo Yishalmo, they should not have to pay. Rashi says Elo Meyatif, to, Hed Yetis, Bedini Mamnis. If you have three Dayanim that are Hed Yetis, they're not Mumchim. If they paskin wrong, if so, the locker is that they have to pay back. If they made somebody pay money shloi kedin, or they were mazik somebody shloi kedin, the dayanim have to pay back. The question is why? Lo yishalmu. If so, they should not have to pay back. Techiv on the b'shus rabbanin koi nachti. Since rabbanin said now by dinim halvo, you do not need a bezin of mumcha. It's enough hevyotis. But rabbanin gave them permission to paskin. If so, hevi luka mumchin. They should now be like a bezin of mumchin. And the chol ha-mumcha le-bezdin, the klal is, if you have a bezdin of mumcha, the bezdin that receives smicha, in tow, if they made a mistake of dinim mamnis, they passed in the wrong way, and they made somebody lose money, the lochra is potem ul-shalim. K'lekamon, we'll learn out later, and Gemara is b'yecha dinim mamnis. We'll learn out later exactly why. But the ha-shein ha-mumcha chayiv, but the Gemara later, it's mashma, if the bezdin was not a mumcha, and they passed and they made a mistake, they do have to pay back. The question is, if midrabbanim by dinim mamnis of halvois, you do not need a mumcha. Schor means to say the rabbanim gave permission for three hedyotis to paskin like a regular bezdin. So the svar should be, even if they make a mistake, they should be potter also. So why do we say no? They have to pay back. So Mora says no. Kol shechein atonel delzav meilovin. If there be such a locha that we're being matter a bezdin shel hedyotis, but if we're going to say that they make a mistake. And let's say they make the malva lose out. And later we find out they cause the malva to lose out. If they're not going to have to pay back, so again, a malva won't lend money. Again, it passes the svara of tinu delos if they love him. You'll make it hard for people to borrow money. The malva won't want to lend money. He's afraid maybe the bezdin will make a mistake and he'll lose out. So therefore, Avada, even though the rabbanim gave the right for three head yetis to paskin, but Avada, there's still the halacha that if they make a mistake, they'll have to pay for it. That's halacha leid only a bezdin shel mumchim. There, if they make a mistake, they're potter. But a regular dini hedyate, if they make a mistake of others, they still have to pay. For the Gemara Yehochi is so. Now that you're telling me what? The Rashi says Yehochi. That really you need three dayanim. For a dois vahavoyis, lomle ravavul yukmel amastisin pamahin katoni. Yehochi, tarti katoni, the Mishnah is saying like two things. That dine momnis vishloishad yetis. Gizelus vachavolus vishloishad mumchin. Now what you say, the Gemara is saying, like it's a kasha. What is Rabbi Avua? Like the Gemara started off, how come the Mishnah has to say two separate cases? Dine Momnis is three, and Zelus Machavolus is three. What do you have to say two separate cases for? It just should have said one case. So what was the first answer? Rabbi Avua answered that the Mishnah means to explain itself. The Mishnah means to explain Mahen Katani. The Mishnah is explaining that I said Dine Momnis needs three. You know which Dine Momnis, Zelus Machavolus. That was his answer. Now the Gemara says, what do you need that answer for? I can give you a much better answer. But the Gemara Yehochi is so, Tarti Katani, you should have said better, that Mamish al Mishnah means two separate cases. Not that the Mishnah is explaining itself, but the Mishnah is really saying two separate cases. The Chura Tarti Katani. But we should have answered much better. The Mishnah is very good. Dine Mamnis Bishloisha Jaitis. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. You should know when you want to pass in the shiloh of halvor of somebody lend money, does he have to pay back or not? It's enough of bezin of 300 yaitis. Even though they don't have semicha, they're not mumchin, you could use those for a bezin. Mashenke and gzelus fachabolus, if it's a shiloh of somebody stole money or somebody was mazik and he has to pay back, bishloisha mumchin. That's a good terrace to the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says in the two cases. The yoid, and secondly, the yoid. The Rashi says the Yoyd means the Kash, Yi Chotik Tanav. The Mishnah means only one case. So then, Shloisha Lomeli. Why does the Mishnah have to say the word three times? The Mishnah should have said, Dine Momnis, Gzelus Vachavolus Mishloisha. It doesn't have to say two times the word Mishloisha. Our Gyasr is, Dine Momnis Mishloisha, and then Gzelus Vachavolus Mishloisha. So if the Mishnah only means to explain what is Dine Momnis, we should have said, Dine Momnis, and then Gzelus Vachavolus Mishloisha. Since the Mishnah says b'shloisha two times, the Chur Smashim, it's two separate cases. The Yod shloisha lomeli. The other more like this, Enechnami. Elo Amar Rav. Rav says true. Tarti katoni. Our Mishnah taka means to say two separate cases. Rashi says tarti katoni. Moslemay medine mamnis dainu adoyis v'avoyis b'shloisha koldu. Enechnami. The ratio of the Mishnah gimel day mamnis is three means mamnis of adoyis v'avoyis is enough three hedyotis. Then the Mishnah says, "Zelus v'chavolus v'gimel mumchin." Or Mishum nachalukim dinayim. Since they have two separate halachis, it doesn't put it in one klal. It says two separate cases. It's very good. Mishum the Rabbi Chanina. Yeah, and we think the reason is of Rabbi Chanina that even though midiraisa halvoy should also have to have mumchin, but it's the rabbanon de kalocha that Mishum shletinu delos. We shouldn't lock the door for people to borrow money. We have to make it easy on the malvah to go get a bezdin. Even though he won't be able to find the bezdin shel mumcha, he could use the bezdin shel ajetus. So the Mishnah is very good. Rav Acha bread Raviki Yomah says like this: Midi Yiraisa could be chadna mikosh. He says no, it could be midi Yiraisa really. Even one dying is enough for our voice for dois. Rashi says midi Yiraisa chadna mikosh. Poi dove avo could be by regular case of a loan. If you have to pay back or not, even one dying is enough. Tichsev tishpoit. Says Loshen of Tishpoit, and the Gemara says, Shenamar Apostle says in Vayikra, V'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha. Loshen Tishpoit Rashi says is Loshen Yochit. It's the Mashmi even one. And also he holds V'ein Ir of Pashis Khan. There's no mixture of Pashis. Therefore, when it says the word Elohim, it's only talking about Shemrim, but it's not talking about Halvor. So Halvor Midi Raisa could be, is enough one. The Halvor is Lad Midi Raisa Elam Midi Rabbonin. Yeah. Umiyu shloisha by dois avoyis, that we need three is also not midi raisa. It's only midi rabbanin. Yeah. So again, this is what Rav Acha Breda Ravik is saying. He says like this: midi raisa holds chad nami kosher. A case of dinim momnis by alone, it's enough to use one dayan. Shneimar Apostle says betzedek tishpoit loshen yochan amisecha. Elos if so, what's the pshat? Why midi rabbanin? Do we have to have three? And we had before, but who had passed before that two? That two is nothing. By dini mamnes, you always have to have three. Why? Hateus exerim and rabban elam ishum yosh vekronis. That we don't want to have stam yosh vekronis people to paskin. Rashi says exerim ishum yosh vekronis means tagrin, business people. Shein bekiim betiv dinim. They don't know the halacha. The yisku esachayi bechayim esazakayim. Like if you be samech on one person, they'll take anybody, even somebody that does not know the halachas, and they'll paskin wrong. That's why when they're born, you always have to have three. Fred Gemara, so what? Otto betlosa miloy hevi yesh v'kronis. So now with Rabbanon you have to have a dozen of three. But it doesn't say you have to have a dozen of mumchen. Again, it's enough three head yaitis. So the same reason why one is no good, because you're afraid he doesn't know the halacha, so what does it help you to have to have three? You'll take three head yaitis also that do not know the halachas, and they'll make wrong psak. So why is three any better? So Mara says, no, yes, like, and once you have three, most probably at least one of them know the halachas. Rashi says, even though he's not a mumchi, he doesn't know so much, but once you have three people, one of them at least heard over halachas from other people, and then he'll know the pasuk good. But the Gemara is so again, so, toyu lo yishamu. The Chur, if you have three of them, since it's Breshus Bezdin, so even though it's only Rashi, there are Breshus Nachti, and Afilim and the Rice is good, since so, that's a good Bezdin, so if they make a mistake, they shouldn't have to pay. So Mura says again, no, Kol Shechein Din Afish Yesh Mekronis, that has to be part of the Takana. If the luck would be that if they make a mistake, they won't have to pay for it, so nobody will be afraid to be a Dayan. So then for sure you may end up with three head yaitis that do not know the halacha. Then for sure you may get three amaratzim to be a dayan. Like this chutz, they know there's a catch. That if you want to be a dayan, you have to be careful. Because we're going to catch you. In case you make a wrong mistake, you make a wrong sock, later we'll make you pay back for it. So since there's such a catch, people will be afraid to be a dayan. Then we won't have, with three people, you won't have all three to be yesh v'koronis. But if there won't be such a catch, we're afraid for sure there'll be three yesh v'koronis, don't make mistakes. The other more says, Ma'ika, what's the difference between the Rav of the Ravacha, Vrei the Ravika, what's Lalocha Lamaisa, what's the difference according to both of them? They both say that Lamaisa with the Rabbonin, that Dini Halvois, it's enough, three head yaitis. What's the difference? So more says, Ikibanayel, the difference is the Yom HaShemuel, what Shemuel says. That Ikibanayel, the Yom HaShemuel, Shnayim Shedonu, if two people, two Dayanim, sat down to Paskin the Shiloh of Dini Halvois, Halacha is, Dinayim Din. Shmuel holds that that psak din is good. You should know that. So this comes out good. According to Ravacha, Bredi Ravik, it's very good. That he holds midi rice, really one is good. So therefore, even though midi rabbonin, you have to have three, but if two sat down to make a din, vidyeva, the din is good. Elish and Ikro, Bezin Chotzuf. That they're called the Bezin Chotzuf. Means Sha'ogu Rashi says, that they're not listening to Chachamim. According to Chachamim, you have to have three dayonim. And they went ahead and did two. That's what Shmuel says. So L'Rava that learns Midi Raisa, you have to have three Dayanim. And not only that, Midi Raisa, you have to have three Mumchen. It's only Midi Rabbanan that you don't need a Mumchen, less Ludi Shmuel. He'll argue on Shmuel. And he'll hold like Rabbi Huwa said before, that if two people make a din by Mumnes, it's like Klum, it's zero. Because Midi Raisa, you have to have three Mumchen. The Rabbanan will only make all three head yaitis is enough. But less than three head yaitis is nothing. According to Ravacha, Bered Ravika, he learns Midi Raisa, one dine is enough by Dini Halvois. So true, Midi Rabbanu, you have to have three, but that Dini Rabbanu, the Pshat is Lechatchil, you're supposed to have three. But with the evidence, a dozen of two, Paskin, it's also called a Psak. Now the Mishnah says weiter. Nezek, the Chati Nezek, also needs a dozen of three. Shalom, Nezek, Pasha means a Muid. It pays Nezek Shalom, and Chatz Nezek means a tam. For the Gemara, Nezek kind of Chavolus, that's the Chlal Chavolus. So what do you have to have a special case of Nezek? You need three Dayanim, that should be included in the Reisha. The Mishnah said, Gzelus v'Chavolus b'Shloisha. And then it says, Nezek v'Chatz Nezek, Teshlum Mekev v'Shmei Abba v'Chamisha, is also b'Shloisha. For the Gemara, Nezek, a Muid, that's the Chlal Chavolus. What do you have to say a separate case for? The Gemara says, Mishum, because it won't say a case of a Nezek also needs three. Therefore, Tani Nami Nezek Shalom, it says even a Muad of a Nezek Shalom. For the Gemara, Chatzin Nezek Nami Hain a Chavolus. So what? A Tam is also a Chavolus. It's also a did a damage. That should be bechal the reish. You need three leyonim. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, tona mamoino, katoni kenosa. The reish of the Mishnah by chavolus means odom amazik. That's moment, you have to pay. But then when it says chatzi nezik, the chiddush is that tam is only kenas. So it means to say a kenas also needs three. Samara said, that's the machlokes. Honi yichalaman diyama palganiska kenosa. If you learn palganiska, like really midiraisa, a tam is potter. You shouldn't have to watch it altogether. That's tam shvor mecheska shumakaima, they hold. Therefore, you should be potter midiraisa. It's only kenas that you chayim. So it's good what the Mishnah says it in two cases. Ela laman diyama no. Palganiska mamayna. That's tam shvor malav mecheska shumakaima. So really, you have to watch it tam also. The Torah was only mekli, you only have to pay a chatanezik. But it's called mamam what you have to pay. And so again, ma'ik lameima. Why does the Mishnah say two cases? Nezek, chatin nezek, and chavolus. The Quran nezek and chatin nezek is included in chavolus. So what do you have to have two cases for? It's more so true. El adi de kaboy le misni. Tashlu me kefu, but tashlu nabo bechamisha. De mamoin she'enoi mishtalem beroishu. This is money that's not paid back beroish.